Fred Sands is the chairman of Vintage Real Estate. The company has bought malls in California, Massachusetts, and Washington State. But he says their portfolio didn't include this region until now.
We have nothing going on in the Southeast, and thought it's time we're there. In fact, we're looking at other opportunities.
That's why Sands and other officials contacted Morrow Mayor J.B. Burke last summer.
They reached out to the leaders in the city and the county to get a feel for what our pulse was, to show that we have that support for them and they have that support for us. It's a beautiful, beautiful relationship.
Local and state officials hope the money they've put into roads and bridges near the mall over the past couple of years will help make the mall more attractive to customers. Grant Wainscott is the director of Clayton County's Office of Economic Development.
I think these owners are going to really focus on improving the overall look, both inside and outside.
South Lake Mall has been on the decline for many years now. Mayor Burke has seen it firsthand.
I really hate to use the word fled, but it's so obvious that so many businesses have left Clayton County and come south.
Burke says Target and Lazy Boy are just two of the larger stores that left Clayton County and went further south in Metro Atlanta. But Burke believes the mall will rebound under Vintage Real Estate. He says reinvestment into the mall is very important to Clayton County.
All seven municipalities, along with the county, believe South Lake Mall is the lifeblood to the county.
JCPenney is another store that closed in South Lake Mall. Vintage bought that as well and hopes to bring a main anchor store to that location. John Lawrence, WABE News.